This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, as well as security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, thank you so much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and take advantage of the things we have there to look at. All right, well, joining us right now, we have retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Happy hump day. Good to be with you today, as always.
Yes, sir. Would you like to say the pledge, sir?
I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance,
to the
flag, of the United,
States
of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice, for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, the Wall Street Journal is saying that the testimony yesterday given by General Milley, General McKenzie, and Secretary of Defense Austin indicate that President Biden lied about Afghanistan, advice from the military elite leaders. And we're going to get into that right now because, you know, it's bad enough when people in general have to tell stories about different things. Politicians do it all the time. We kind of expect it. But I did notice yesterday that Austin was very uneasy before the committee. He'll probably be more uneasy today. And General Milley, who's done it 1,000 times, was just as cool as a cucumber. And General McKenzie, who's probably done it half as many times as that, said that he recommended that we keep 2,500 troops in Afghanistan. Also, he predicted that withdrawing them would cause the Afghan army to collapse and the Taliban taking over, and General Milley agreed. So that was all found to be accurate, but again, they told the rating they got from the U.S. Army was that it was all accurate and true.
There's some things that we can take away from yesterday, and I'm sure that the House folks were watching that carefully and will plan their questioning and of these gentlemen today accordingly. And it did not go well. As a military person, retired military person, I was embarrassed on many fronts by what happened as a military person. But as an American, I agree with the Wall Street Journal. It's pretty plain. There's no reconciling this. The President of the United States lied to the nation. And the general officers that testified yesterday were put at great lengths and had to stretch, and it was evident to even the casual observer that you can't conclude otherwise. We were lied to. Of course, the question is, what should we and what should the nation do as a result of having, I think, concluded that the President of the United States lied to us?
I want you to listen to a minute and 5 seconds of George Stephanopoulos, Joe Biden, and the generals chiming in, too. Listen to this.
But your top military advisors warned against withdrawing on this timeline. They wanted you to keep about 2,500 troops.
No, they didn't. It was split. That wasn't true. That wasn't true.
They didn't tell you that they wanted troops to stay?
No, not in terms of whether we were going to get out in a time frame, all troops. They didn't argue against that.
So no one told your military advisors did not tell you, no, we should just keep 2,500 troops. It's been a stable situation for the last several years. We can do that. We can continue to do that.
No, no one said that to me that I can recall.
I recommended that we maintain 2,500 troops in Afghanistan.
We should keep a steady state of 2,500, and it could bounce up to 3,500, maybe something like that, in order to move toward a negotiated, gated solution.
It's a simple question, Secretary Austin. He said no senior military leader advised him to leave a small troop presence behind. Is that true or not? Did these officer and General Miller's recommendations get to the president personally?
Their input was received by the president and considered by the president, for sure.
No, no one said that to me that I can recall.
Wow. Double wow.
Yeah, you know, there's two things. And, of course, the Stephanopoulos thing is proven to be the rule. I don't know if the president and his handlers thought at the time that would be friendly. But what was pretty clear is that our military officers that testified yesterday, some or more of them, had leaked and had talked to the network. And so Stephanopoulos, you know, he didn't pull out at 2,500 just off the top of his head.
No.
And I don't think he was trying to trick the president, because they're fairly friendly on the most part. I think he was probably stunned because I think they're kind of slow to come to the realization that Biden is not the Biden of 30 or 40 years ago.
Nope.
But there's trying his best in that testimony. You can tell Biden was trying to waltz it in two ways. One, that I can recall. You know, the age-old defense, I don't remember. It's almost like pleading the fifth. And the other one where, at first, he's saying, well, not in regards to the timeline. To kind of take it off the idea.
Okay, hold that thought. We're coming right back. You're going to get cut off right there. They just cut you off. So hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Lieutenant Colonel retired U.S. Army Kevin Wright. He's going to talk more about this situation, Afghanistan and the Middle East, too, because we got problems. Got to get them taken care of.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okie dokie, we will take it away. This portion of the program, a conversation with retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, brought to you by Moss Nissan. Now, you know that it's amazing how Moss Nissan gets customers from all over the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the east coast of the United States, into the upper Midwest, as well as all the way out to in Phoenix, Arizona, where a father actually drove all the way over here with his daughter's car to get a car that she wanted. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to pricing, customer service. Their motto is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. Check out the all-new Rogue, by the way, while you're there. The hottest new SUV in the market. They've made a lot more inside interior room. I believe it's got as enough room in there as what the Murano has because of myself stretching out in there like I do. Now, clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price, so you can take advantage, upgrade your ride now, and get more for the vehicle that you're driving than what you thought you were going to get. Now, don't forget, Moss Care comes with all of the vehicles, which is free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, you also are going to be able to take advantage of the You Serve, You Save program at Moss Nissan, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, police and fire, and church pastors all get a great deal for themselves as they're taken very good care of. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And don't forget, you can check them out online at MossNissan.com. That's MossNissan.com. Coming soon, they're adding Brooksville, Florida. That's probably a couple of months away or thereabouts, but they'll be adding a dealership in Brooksville, Florida. Now, don't forget, when you get there, tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you another bunch of money. So there you go. All right, back to Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, U.S. Army retired. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
Yes, sir. Now, not to be outdone, we've established the fact that Joe Biden is either a pathological liar or he's completely inept and incapable of running this country, or both.
Yeah, I'm of the both. I think as you look back at over his nearly 40-year career in public service, you can see that we don't have the same Joe Biden we did, but I think where his decreasing capabilities are at most of play is that he is less adept at telling lies than he might have been, one, when he was in positions that people didn't pay attention to, and two, when he had a little bit more mental agility to work around things. Now it's become plain. That's why he has so many handlers. But, yeah, yesterday's testimony made it pretty clear, I think, in most thinking Americans' mind, whether you're Republican or Democrat, we have a president of the United States that on Afghanistan, he lied to the American people. It's hard. It's incontrovertible, I think, to conclude otherwise. And to do otherwise, is being dishonest either with yourself or with others. And, frankly, the generals that testified yesterday struggled mightily to use executive privilege and all that, but it became pretty clear to me that they were covering for somebody that I think in their mind they already concluded that the president, yes, indeed, he had lied to the American people.
Well, here's one for you. General Frank McKenzie, the commander of CENTCOM, had met with his counterpart, the Taliban leader, Abdul Ghani Baradar, at the terror group as the terror group was surrounding Kabul. Now, he warned the Taliban to stay out of Kabul or risk an airstrike. And they didn't do that, but they also didn't get an airstrike, now, did they?
No, they didn't. And, of course, we paid a price. And some of our soldiers and Marines paid a price for this. And that's... Yeah, that's inescapable. And where we go with this, I mean, we've got a couple different things here. We've got the President of the United States, and we've got some senior military officers, both of which are between a rock and a hard place, and should be. This fairly unprecedented, because what have you ever heard? You can say it's partisan, and you can say that folks like Hawley and Cotton and others are just, that's what they are, and they're in it. Of course, they're counted in the administration because it's Biden and Trump and all that. But I think that even they are probably asking and starting to make conclusions that they never dreamed a year ago that they'd be making right now. Because, I'm sorry, the facts on the ground and what is undeniable for even casual observers makes it quite evident that these are not over-the-top questions. These are not partisan questions. These are the things that get at the heart of what we ought to be and ought to be and need to be as a nation. And we're in trouble, and we got some things we got to address, and we can't walk away from.
Well, here's something else we have to address. General Milley said that a reconstituted Al-Qaeda or ISIS with aspirations to attack the United States is a very real possibility, as they have a sanctuary again on which to operate, and that would be Afghanistan.
Yeah, and that's, of course, that's not the only place they can operate from, but it's going to be a primo place for them to do. And again, it's there are a minority of folks who say, hey, we need to just keep the status quo, stay in, do what we're doing for another 20 years, but there's almost nobody that can say that the way that we extracted ourselves from Afghanistan, and that's laying at the foot of one person only, increasingly. But nobody can argue that made us less secure, not more secure.
Okay.
Okay,
got to ask you about North Korea. They fired a missile. They're claiming it was a hypersonic missile.
You know, I pay attention a little bit to Korea, but I don't get as excited about it as much as I do as many other things, because a lot of it's bravado. It's kind of like a lot of the media attention that we have with the Gabby Petito and what's going on there. Some of it's kind of tabloid and stuff to get folks excited, and not intentionally, but it's a distraction from the things that are real genuine threats. And yes, we need to pay attention to North Korea, but North Korea is not the same as withdrawing from Afghanistan. It's an entirely different animal. The DMZ is the most militarized place on planet Earth, even more so than the West Bank. And so I don't worry about it as much. And other than the fact I wish things were different there, I'd love to see the nut jobs that have been in charge and the current one in North Korea would go away. And, we'll have our eyes on that. But I'm not worried about a threat, and I'm not necessarily even worried about a nuclear threat from North Korea. I think as long as we don't do some incredibly stupid things there, I think we'll be okay. I'm not saying we should ignore that kind of bluster, and we do need to pay attention to that, particularly with the rise of China as an empire. That makes Korea more important, not because of North Korea, but because of China.
Now, I'm just going to tease this because when we come back, we're going to talk about this, but certain elements of the National Guard are about to be activated, if they haven't already been, in New York State, in Indiana, and possibly one or two other states, as these health care workers, where the mandatory vaccines are in place, get vaccinated or you don't get to work in the hospital anymore.
Yeah. I tell you, the COVID response overlaid with the response withdrawal of Afghanistan is just it's a little bit numbing. And you're looking at military personnel that will be required to enforce what is executive orders, not legislative or congressional orders, but executive orders on our health and our health care, and yet it's on the face of the Department of Defense making it mandatory for vaccines and all that, and given limited times and increasing number of officers and soldiers and Marines and others that are leaving the service just because of this requirement.
Yep. Hold that thought. We're coming back. You're going to get cut off by the break here. All right. I'll be right back with more. Lieutenant Colonel, U.S. Army, Kevin Wright, will be right back. We're going to talk about the National Guard and how they're going to set up what they're going to do with these MASH units coming into the hospital, which is about what it amounts to. Okay, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch returns right after these messages.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Top U.S. military leaders were questioned on Capitol Hill over their roles in the deadly Afghanistan withdrawal. On Tuesday, Republican Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri.
It seems to me that you put a high priority on making sure that you were favorably portrayed by the D.C. press corps. You spent a lot of time doing that. Fair enough if that's your priority, but at the same time, we had a rapidly deteriorating, frankly, disastrous situation in Afghanistan, which resulted in the death of 13 soldiers, including one from my home state, hundreds of civilians, and hundreds of Americans left behind. And in my view, that mission can't be called a success in any way, shape, or form, logistical or otherwise. General, I think you should resign. Secretary Austin, I think you should resign. I think this mission was a catastrophe. I think there's no other way to say it, and there has to be accountability. I respectfully submit it should begin with you.
The 8th Division World Champion boxing legend Manny Pacquiao is officially retiring from the sport. Manny is also a Philippine senator. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brew.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Mark. And oh, by the way, let's not forget that Mark Walters is on Armed American Radio on many of these stations on Sunday night, live at 8 o'clock all across the country. And he also has his daily defense show weekdays. Go to armedamericaradio.org to find out more about him. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking for well over 6 years, and the combination of the natural ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 has helped to support my body's natural response to inflammation, which is a problem that I have, plus the pain that I have. This will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is I've got going on at the moment by going right straight to the source of the pain to alleviate it altogether. And it works for me, and it works for a lot of other people. Now, the best thing about this is it's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product, too, made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins, something your body needs to have anyway. So, it supports healthy joints and muscles, and it comes in a convenient little packet with four different little capsules in there for you to take. It's all very easy. Now, don't forget, to get it started, it's $19.95 for the three-week quick start. That's all it costs, $19.95. You'll get a packet sent right to your dooryard, and you'll start taking it right away. Follow the instructions on how to take it, and the rest is history. And remember, you just go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. That's the website to go to and check out the three-week quick start for 1995. Okie dokie, back to U.S. Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning again, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
And thanks for sticking around. I appreciate that.
My pleasure.
Now, we have a problem, and this is where we're going to talk about the military and what they're about to do. Now, in the military, they have units called MASH hospitals, correct?
That's right.
And I suspect what we're going to see is some of these medical units are going to be going to these areas where they're going to be activated. One of them that wasn't even talked about is North Carolina, because in the Winston-Salem area, the Novant Health Hospital announced that 375 of its employees had been suspended, and they were given 5 days to comply with the company's mandate on getting a vaccination. About 150 of them said, no way, Jose, ain't going to happen. So the National Guard has been activated there to come in and fill in the positions that they have opened there. Also, in Indiana, the Indiana University of Health has done the same thing with 125 employees. And, not to be outdone, you've got New York City, where the National Guard unit has been called up there to go in and do what they need to do in New York City. And then in Buffalo, New York, upstate New York and Buffalo, they suspended all elective inpatient surgeries and stopped accepting intensive care patients from other hospitals over this mandate. So we'll see what's going to happen there and these other places as well. What do you think we're going to be seeing here?
Well, welcome to your introduction of what government-run healthcare looks like.
Yeah.
You know, our government is, one, overstepping its bounds in telling private enterprise and usurping free markets and capitalism, those things like that, is one thing. And then they do it in the name of a health issue. That's one thing. That's done a great damage. That's going to continue to be a big thing. But the government mismanages itself because when they call in the military or National Guard or any military service to fill a vacuum through its own failure, there's something fundamentally wrong with that. One, it's not the fundamental purpose of the military. Fulfilling and carrying out government edicts and executive orders is not the business of private enterprise either. So the world is turned upside down in so many ways, and every day reveals something like what you just talked about. And unfortunately, real human beings, real Americans pay the price. Our health care is diminished. Our finances are diminished. And unfortunately, by all appearances, a lot of things are going to get worse before they get better. Keep looking for silver linings, and it gets tougher and tougher for the silver lining to be revealed every day.
Are you familiar with the little country of Belarus?
I am a little bit, and not intimately, but I know that little country of Belarus has actually quite often over history gained a little bit of prominence, and it's got some strategic, and it's also got some lessons learned about what goes on there.
Well, the U.S., according to Belarus, is secretly building military bases in Ukraine, and Belarus has said, we cannot allow this.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, I know you brought this up in an earlier segment, and it is interesting. I don't know at this point whether it's something to get, it's not quite like a crazy guy in North Korea talking about things and his capabilities and what he's going to do to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it bears attention just because, unlike North Korea, there's genuine concern for fear right there because we do have a strategic interest there, and it's not just us, but it's allies as well.
Mm-hmm.
So when a statement like that comes out, it should be alerted and should not be ignored. But yeah, we'll wait and see. It's one thing that needs to be on our radar for dang sure.
Now, Donald Trump went to Perry, Georgia over the weekend. You know about that, right?
Yes.
And he did everything but come out and say, I am running for president in 2024. He stopped just short But it sure as heck sounded like he's going to be doing it. He says as long as the doctors tell him he's okay and he doesn't get any surprise that he expects to be able to come out, because he said he has to. He has to come out.
I think politically it's pretty savvy. Even if in his mind he's already decided he's not going to run, for him not to say that. One, because it's really to the, if let's say he decided that he wasn't going to run at all, it's really to the benefit of whoever does get the nomination from the Republican Party in the long run for Trump to stay in a while longer. But it will reach a point where it's got to be put up or shut up, and you got to publicly say, yes, I am a candidate or I'm not. And I think there's this year, you know, the year's moving rapidly, but I think come January or so, a lot of things are going to come to fruition, all that, and it's going to reach the point to where he's no longer going to be able to flirt with the idea of talking about it, and it's going to have to come out right there for his benefit and for the benefit of whoever decides to throw their hat in the ring and compete against Biden, because I don't think we're going to get done unless we turn things around in 2022. I anticipate that we're in 2024. We're going to be facing, Lord, I don't know if this whole hell holds out, another Biden running again. Hard to imagine, but we'll see.
Well, I can tell you that in my travels all around the area, out 150 miles in any direction, except for, of course, for the Gulf, because there's nobody to talk to but the fish. the people, Democrats and Republicans and independents alike, are definitely not pro-Biden. People are walking away from Biden, and they're saying, we've got to support Donald Trump. We need to get things back the way they were. It was so much better.
Yeah, and even those that are, even some that are definitely conservative, that aren't necessarily on board with Trump running again, I think you're absolutely right. And it certainly crossed across Republican and non-party lines, but increasing number of Democrats, even more than the Democrats that were Democrats turned pro-Trump and voted for Trump when they put him in office, even many of them have come around to saying, oh, I cannot reconcile what I'm seeing with my own eyes, what's going on in the current administration, and support Biden. So they're going to be grasping. It's but I think the next 6 months are going to be pretty telling. I've said that before. Many others have said that before, but I really do think that it's just because of the dynamics of things and all that. Shortly after the first of the year, a lot of things will become known, and at least the potential direction for the nation will start to become more evident.
Well, Colonel, I got the music coming up in my ear. I appreciate you very much sticking around. Another very enlightening episode, and we look forward to talking to you again next week, my friend.
All right. If I don't talk to you before then, I will see you next week. Thank you, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much. That's retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright on the Captain's America Third Watch. We have him on every Wednesday. Coming up, the consumer quarterback himself, Brandon Rimes. Going to talk to him. House sales are not necessarily up, but the prices of houses are. We'll get into all that when we come back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than Sunny-Bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, this is Brooke from Brooke Talks America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, there she was, there she went, and hasta la vista, around the corner, and here we are, the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce, and oh, by the way, let's not forget that this segment that you're going to listen to right here is brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, down there in Sarasota, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the 9-foot-tall Uncle Sam red, white, and blue, and the American flag, too. Now, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer as well. Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, unlike the big box stores that do not do it. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And don't forget, you can call her at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service, too. Now, again, don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4500 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number 941-922-2345, and tell them the captain sent you. All right, joining us right now, from the Consumer Quarterback Show, ConsumerQB.com, is Brandon Rimes. And good morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
And I'll tell you what, it's always fun having you on the program because we never know what direction we're going to be going in here. But I do want to mention it was one of the news stories that I had here earlier. According to the people in the housing markets, the prices of the houses are up, but the sales aren't.
Yeah, the national numbers are going to be a little bit different than what we see in South Florida, Tampa Bay. And what typically happens is when the cycle, you know, everything's cyclical, right? So when you come back into school season, whenever you're going back into school, you know, it kind of slows down a little bit. You have that end of summer lull. The purchasing is down just a little bit. But ultimately we're still, at least for Tampa Bay, where, you know, I'm an expert at and I can say, you know, definitively, we still have, you know, less than or right at 1 month of inventory available, and very high absorption rates, also in the 80-90% absorption rates for most of your areas, most counties. And what happens is, you know, that causes a problem because some people decide not to sell because they can't find anything on the other side that they wanted to buy on their purchase side transaction. And some people are moving from, you know, maybe like an Oldsmar area or Pinellas County, where it's a little bit more densely populated, up to Hernando County or Pasco County, for example. So, you know, that trend is still there, but, you know, you are noticing a slowdown. But here we are again coming into October, and now you're going to see it start to pick up again with a lot of the snowbirds and northern visitors that are looking to make this place home.
I will say this. It appears to me, from where I'm sitting, because I've been down in Sarasota County a lot, Manatee County, but it amazes me. Lakewood Ranch is still booming. It has not stopped or slowed down there at all.
Yeah, it's a really nice area. There's a lot of construction going on still, just like out in East Hillsborough County, even Port Charlotte. You know, I was reading in the paper or an article of Port Charlotte, Punta Gorda, small town. I was actually born in Port Charlotte and a small town down there, Punta Gorda. That area is really booming, and a lot of the residents are kind of feeling like the people up in Wesley Chapel and some of the parts of Pasco County saying, hey, we've got to slow down this growth. Where are we going to put all these vehicles? What about our infrastructure? So it's a challenge all the way around.
Well, they have the airport that comes in there, too. Now, they don't have a lot of flights to go in and out of there, but they have the airport down there, which also helps out.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when the people make it home, they're going to bring their vehicles down and and now you've got more people on the roads and the challenges and the infrastructure challenges that poses. So we've talked about that on our show as well with different, you know, county commissioners and what are we doing for the water supply? And there's really challenges in those areas. If you really dig in deep, you find it.
I wonder why they don't have, one of these saltwater conversion plants where they take the Gulf water, make it into drinking water.
That's a good idea. I mean, that's a big idea. I don't.
It's a big deal out west. I'll tell you that. Yep.
Yeah, and I know there's challenges with our water supply. I was talking to Fred DeFelice. He's our water quality expert on the Consumer Quarterback Show, and he was telling me that it was something to do, I believe, with the dissolved oxygen or something along those lines. They needed it for hospitals, so they weren't using it for as much as they were doing with the water supply, and it was really throwing off some of the challenges there.
All right, well, I want to give us enough time to talk about what's coming up on October the 20th. You're going to have a Tampa Bay's Best Career Fair with at least 30 businesses looking to hire there, talking to people and giving a display at the Largo Event Center, which is the old Minreg Hall at 6340 126th Avenue over there in Largo.
Yeah, we're excited about that. You know, every now and then we put on these events, and we're doing it as a consumer advocate and a public service kind of a situation where we keep hearing it over and over with the folks needing jobs, certain people looking for jobs, looking for a new career, looking to get on with a great company. And then on the flip side, we have all these companies saying, hey, we'd like to grow. We want to expand and continue to grow, but we can't find good help. We can't find people to help us. So we're putting on Tampa Bay's Best Career Fair. You can search that on Eventbrite. You'll be able to find it, Tampa Bay's Best Career Fair. And we've got a good early start here. A lot of people are showing interest. We've got some booths sold. So if businesses want to get involved, we can have them set up a booth there. We're going to have a DJ. It's going to have all kinds of good beverages, food and drinks. Great networking, by the way. So even if you're not looking to hire or get hired, come on out and network with us, and you're going to see a lot of the radio, TV show folks there. It's going to be a good time.
And I will be there.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to it. You're always very supportive of things that we do in the show, and we greatly appreciate that, Matt.
Yep, I will be there. You won't be hard to find because I go there on a regular basis for the gun shows. So, and I know the owner, Guy Lamacus, so it's all going to be good, and I think you're going to do very well. And I've come to the end of the segment, so tell us how to find out about you.
All righty. Yes, sounds good. Please reach out. We'd love to talk to you. Of course, if you're buying, selling, or investing in real estate, the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty, 813-750-0550. That's our hotline. You can call or text that number, 813-750-0550. And consumerqb.com is our website, consumerqb, like quarterback.com.
All right. Thanks a lot, Brandon. Talk to you next week.
All righty. Thanks, Captain. Take care, man.
All righty. Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback. And by the way, he will talk to people from all around the countryside. Whatever the problem is, he'll try to get you help. If he can't help you himself, he will try to get you some help so that you can solve the problem that you're dealing with. And he's a good guy to know, good guy to chat with and to find out about. So there you go. Now, the great thing about having an all-night radio show is that I get comments from everywhere, literally everywhere. So right about now, I'm going to go back over here and take a look as quick as I can and see a couple of the things that have been tossed in here for me. We heard from Gwen a little while ago, and Gwen is out there in St. Louis, Missouri, and she was chiming in about the fact that they have got a mandate there. Certain businesses have a mandate, and she was talking about the fact that there may be people in the hospitals there on the Illinois side of St. Louis. That would be East St. Louis, because I believe the mandate was challenged and dropped there in a court. There was a court decision to keep it from being instituted there in Missouri itself. So that was what she was telling me. And I've got another one here from Ben. And Ben says that he is in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Okay, listen to me there. He's saying that New Jersey is going to go with that situation, and everybody's upset up there, and people are not going to get the mandatory vaccination. So there's a lot of this going on right now, folks. So this is not a done deal, okay, by any stretch of the imagination. This is definitely not a done deal. And there's only enough National Guardsmen to go around. So I don't know what's going to happen when push comes to shove here. But I hear the music coming up. That means we got to scoot on out of here. But I will be back tonight on the Radidio. Tomorrow being Thursday, of course, we'll have Ron Edwards in hour number 4. And Kyle will be back. Denise will be back. It'll be a great day in the neighborhood. So enjoy the weather wherever you're at. Remember, it's all about we the people here on the Captain's America Third Watch. God bless them.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.